I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1331, Last Thoughts. We all have friends who have passed on. I think of mine often. And part of my musing is on the world that they didn't get to see and experience that I do right now. Part of me wonders what they thought the world would be like after they left the planet. Were they hopeless or hopeful for the world yet to come? Did they believe they were leaving a legacy that would last or bust, that would be forgotten? Let's explore one example today. This podcast, as you know, is about the two greatest commandments ever given: to love God, not a little bit, but with everything we have, every day of our lives, with the people that God puts around us, allowing the Spirit of God, the love of God, to flow through us in the decisions we make, the conversations we have, and the lives we live. I want you to think for a moment about Peter. In the marvelous and heartwarming book, Appointments with Heaven, Dr. Reggie Anderson writes, "Jesus talked about Peter's confession, and he said the church would be built on that. Peter had no idea what that meant. He was just one of 12 men who were following a very special rabbi, a rabbi whom Peter believed was the Messiah. But after Jesus' death on the cross and subsequent resurrection, Peter must have had a lot of doubts about whether or not the church would survive. Yes, there were marvelous miracles recorded in the book of Acts, but at that time there were also lots of obstacles facing the church. Political dissension was widespread. There were instances of Jesus' followers being driven underground or martyred for their belief that he was the Messiah. Some followers gave up and returned to their Jewish roots and religion. Others gave up and returned to no religion at all. What kind of burden that must have been on Peter, that he felt for the church that he was supposed to help build. Did Peter ever wonder if he'd done enough? Did Peter ever feel like a failure because he thought he hadn't? Eventually, Peter was crucified. He felt unworthy to die in the same manner as Jesus, and it said that he asked to be crucified upside down. What were his final thoughts, I wonder? I'm sure he didn't think that a few hundred years later, Christians would build a church over his grave, or 1,000 years later, they'd build a basilica and name it after him. With the evidence that Peter had before him, how could he ever envision how much the church would spread and grow, or the impact that it would have on our world now? He couldn't. He was just a simple fisherman. Man, those are thought-provoking words. Peter was following as best he could in his generation, in his moment. But he had to trust God for the future. And so do we. Here's the great question. Podcast family, do you worry about the world? Do you believe God's got this? What about your legacy? Do you worry about your own impact on your family and whether you've done enough? Let's pray. Dear Lord, I come before you seeking to live faithfully and without worry about the legacy I leave behind. I trust your divine plan and your unwavering love for me. Help me to surrender my anxieties and uncertainties to you, knowing that you are the one who's in control of all things. Grant me wisdom to focus on the present moment and to make choices that will align with your will. God, help me not be consumed by the desire for recognition or the fear of being forgotten, but instead, let me find contentment in serving you and others selflessly. Lord, fill my heart with the assurance that my legacy is ultimately in your hands, and that if I live according to your commandments and with the love of my fellow human beings, it will be a legacy that glorifies you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1332, and in the meantime, I often think of friends and loved ones who have passed. I get to live in a world that they don't, and I wonder what they thought this world would be like. We're called to live in the moment with and for Jesus, just doing our next right thing, trusting that God's got the future. I think Peter would be shocked today to see what has happened with the church, both in good ways and in not so good ways. I can't help but wonder, what were his last thoughts?